verses 12 to 14. Thank you.
Jesus, man. Just the restaurant. He was a passion. He was ready to save his honorable hotel. He said, down for Christ. The chief priest and his scribes handed Jesus over to Pilate. And that Peter died. People do some strange things, don't they? So let's bring it to one modern example. Hopefully positive. Amen? Who is he? Desmond Dallas. Some of you don't know him per se, but know well about movie history. Especially military history. So finding this out post fact and really getting into to war history was nice because now there's a little connection, a little tie to my faith in World War II. And now we're getting into this, his life story. He was an amazing man. So in the war, you're supposed to have the knights, your men, the knights and gentlemen of people of men, the staff of the Army Division, the 77th Division. Those are supposed to be his comrades in arms. But because of his faith, was he right with him? Was he able to find out one of the lines? No. Because he knew all the Ten Commandments, that is simplistic for him. He didn't have to be a theologian. He knew the most Donald Trump, but he was also understanding it. And it just meant so much to him. And his conviction was so strong that he didn't want to take life. And in the end, he didn't want to have it. And they penalized him for that. Because he didn't want to live so well. He wanted to serve. He volunteered. Did you volunteer to serve God? Did anybody go around the church kicking and screaming and say, get on the water and get baptized? You made a choice, right? Because you wanted to serve God. Because you wanted to serve his country and keep to his beliefs and his faith, he was punished for the hardest day all the time. Climbing on the trains, hanging out camping duty. I mean, usually we won't take that kind of doing well, right, Tyler? But he had permanent campaign duty. All because he never saw it, he never saw his convictions. He had been in a box and had testified when he was praying. Do you think he was praying just for himself? The most amazing part of the story was he was the man towards his comrades and arms the entire time. And I shipped the man into the desert and the company of Delaware and into the desert and I did a bad trade. He had rationed out and he had rationed out to the soldiers, his brothers, that were doing out of him. And he wasn't going to be able to kill too by his trade. But he loved his family so much that he wanted us to make sure they were okay. Regardless of what they did to him, or how they treated him, how they ostracized him. Now that sounds like a friend. Commander Platt Warner was one of the brothers he began to have business when he was there, during his training. He just couldn't comprehend and saw that he would have brought arms. And he would have been the reason why he was not to climb the tree all the time. And that's when Captain Warner took command of him. He was really special. He was so loyal about the boss that he didn't even let him see his brother when his brother was going to ship out into the Navy. And he was doing a 2-week furlough. But he couldn't, after that time, he couldn't go see his wife. And he couldn't see his brother off when he went into the Navy. All because Timothy. There was a moment of pause, maybe back in his mind, maybe if I just do it. He stuck to his convictions. And he was somehow one of our other officers of telling Captain Cunningham that we can't do that. And stick up for him. But he still had to do business the whole way through. See, he was ready to serve. He wanted to be next to his fellow men. He wanted to save as many as he can. He just didn't want to take life. And the Bible said that they didn't want to run by the half of the trenches next to them. Interesting, right? This picture has the leader of Scotland in Oklahoma. The company of Daniel lived in Brown and also in Oklahoma. And one of the things that anybody else had to realize that we might have known, Desmond Bell was not going to leave any of his soldiers behind if they were wounded. That was a common practice where the monks would triage and reveal two. That time they're too wounded to say I'm not worth it. If you're not conscious, they never want to do it. If they're standing right on the rocks, they figure out they're going to do it anyway. They're just to play on this one. But that wasn't Desmond Bowers at all. He wanted to see as many of his colleagues come home as possible. Desmond Bowers at the time said, Kevin's man on the ground, he single-handedly carried them up. This is Scotland. Kick out of the this is Scotland. In the early time. And he said, as many as 75 men that day. But Ramos, before lightning ran, he was saying, I'm going to put a couple of weapons against the other players. Why? Because he wanted to see his fellow men make it home.
Friends.
You are their friends. If ye do Isaiah says, these things I command, that you love one another. Church, we are in warfare. We are in spiritual warfare. And we have to ask ourselves, is anyone here sitting here? And let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful example that you've put before us. We thank you for the conviction that you gave to your man servant, Desmond Biles, who is a wonderful example of being who followed the conviction of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. You serve man as you serve man. Okay. Bible prophesies Naomi, we are having a burden for souls. You don't need the fiery pits of hell for us, you need for Lucifer. Why would we let anybody else walk into that hellfire of damnation for eternity? To be never able to sit with you and to commune with you, but to be wiped away. Lord, I ask and pray that you would help us to have a burden for souls. That we would desire to see all into the kingdom, O Lord. That all the ones that decide to stay here and make earth their home will be ones that enter into the same punishment as Lucifer. But we are willing to work to get the souls to go home with you. For we want to pull our comrades out of the fiery pits of hell to help them to see what you have for them. A home that is perfect. Where life is eternal. Where praise and honor goes on forever and forever. Where you are reigning supreme, where there's no more sickness, no more death, no more hate, no more disgust. There's pure love. Oh, what a place that is to be. We should all long to be there, O Lord. Help us in living in our hearts that fiery desire to be with you and to take as many home as possible. May that burden of our friends be upon our heart. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.